Bet you didn't think this would be the year you achieve the dream of flight. iFly Indoor Skydiving lets you experience the freedom and thrill of flying. No experience or wings required. iFly is fun for people of all ages and abilities, and it's the perfect choice for a night out with friends, family birthday parties, corporate events, or even just celebrating a Thursday. You'll never forget your first time flying. Go to iFlyWorld.com and use code TAKEFLIGHT for 20% off. That's iFlyWorld.com. Code take flight.
Ring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that team stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh, Graham Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yeah.
This is the Buckeye Show.
Oh, happy Friday to all you fine Buckeye fans. Father's Day weekend is upon us, so this show is dedicated to all you dads out there. I'm Timmy Hall. The Bode Man is back there on the desk and producing this fine show. And to my right, a lovely father himself of two, Tyvis Powell, everybody.
You said that I'm a father of children. That's what you meant to say.
This show is being hosted by a father of children.
Oh, I got some good news today.
You did?
I got to share some good news today with everybody.
Please.
I don't even think I told you this.
Start me off with some good news.
So I'm driving. I did the Cleveland show today. So I'm driving back and I get a phone call from a Chicago, Illinois number.
Oh, like a, that's all. It just gives you the city.
Just Chicago.
You don't have this number in your phone.
So you know what I do? Decline the call because I think it's a telemarketer. But this,
if it said Chicago, I'd probably pick it up.
Anyways,
could mean business.
I thought
the Bears are calling.
I thought so, but then I said, you know what? If it's somebody important, they leave a message or they text me something.
So they did.
They left a voicemail. Yeah. Hi, which is something that people don't do nowadays. But
by the way, the Buckeye Show voicemail,
614-460-2896.
Use it. I'm looking for some more voicemails.
Or you can text it. Anyways, so I listen to the voicemail. It's Mark Holsey. Do you know who that is? You don't.
Remind me.
Mark Holsey works for the Big Ten.
Okay.
He calls me to let me know that he wants me to do the tailgate show again this year.
Okay, well, all
and
right.
And I said, you know, I've been waiting on this call because everybody's been asking me, are you doing the tailgate show this year? And I said, I have no idea. But he called me today, said he was telling me that they definitely want me back again this year. So obviously I accepted that. Get a couple more dollars. We actually are going to go to the West Coast for a couple of games. And
nice.
The show got cut down from 2 hours to 90 minutes.
Oh, did you have a problem doing the 2 hours or was that better for you too?
It didn't matter to me. I just was happy that I got the call to do the show again. It didn't matter if it was 15 minutes or 3 hours. As long as I'm there.
That's nice. Yeah. I'm happy for
good,
you. Look, I knew that you were going to be doing that show anyway.
Well, I had no idea.
Why would they not have you back?
Well,
you've done a very nice job.
They might have found
places.
Somebody better. You never know.
Stop.
Just
stop.
Saying.
Found somebody better.
It's a possibility.
And you know what I want to give you credit for? This was just such a subtle move that just tells me you're a pro. Tells me you're there. You get it. When you jumped in there for the crosstalk segment back there, you even played the game and used the little intro line where you said, oh my, and then insert whatever sort of strange intro, what have you, whatever the flavor of the week is. And you said, oh my, 5 for 5 roast beef lovers. You said that to them, which is their thing.
Yeah.
You're thinking you're on another level right now. Well, skilled broadcaster, well, Tyvis Powell.
I've been sitting back and taking notes from the great Timothy Hall.
Please.
Yep. Timothy Hall is the reason that I've progressed in this business.
Oh, well, Tyvis, we're lucky to have you right now. We know you'll take every shift that becomes available. Going to become a millionaire just by doing show. You'll be the first millionaire doing shows with the Fan.
Hey, if that's the case.
Maybe not. Maybe we have a couple already.
Hard work and dedication.
Well,
I'm doing this to motivate the youth.
Speaking of the youth, what about Father's Day coming up? What do you plan on doing on Sunday? What's on the docket?
So I was going to do nothing, but
I think it's a beautiful thing.
My wife,
you know me.
My wife and my mother-in-law has come down and they want to go to Kitchen Social.
So that's a lovely place.
Yeah, so I'll be at Kitchen Social.
Is that the
social.
One up in Dublin at the New
it's
Bridge
one,
Park?
There's one in Dublin, there, right? Dublin, and there's one in Polaris. I live closer to the one by Polaris, so that'd probably be the one.
So that's the plan? That's it?
I guess.
Just go there and then sleep the rest of the day away? Well, watch U.S. Open?
Sleep is for the weak.
Stop. You're gonna watch the golf? Got a major championship finishing up. That's what I always love to do.
Scotty's not even in it.
No, not true.
Actually,
not
true. I'm on record with
he's still alive
with Ted. I said that Hideki Matsuyama is the guy that I was picking, and he's like eighth. So there we go.
Hideki is looking good right now.
I know.
Yeah, he is 2 under. He fired a 66 today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just always in it to see if and when Rory McIlroy can grab another major. It's been a decade, but he's also continued to be one of the best players in the world. Mm-hmm. And on top of his game, he just can't win a major. And forever's a long time. So you just,
isn't he like
you know
six
that
right
one's going to come along. Yeah, he's 3 shots off the lead going into Saturday. Mm-hmm. He just needs to have a solid Saturday. Because what you have seen him do is he will struggle on Saturday and then backdoor his way into a top five finish. So it will look like he was right there. But he'll shoot some impressive number on Sunday. Like he'll shoot 5 or 6 under, mm-hmm. but he was never really contending to win. I want to see him going into Sunday, either in the lead or just 1 or 2 strokes off and really have a chance.
Well,
like maybe the final group.
Tomorrow's
like
a big day for
you. Moving y'all. Day.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Moving day.
And I got some more news. Remember how I'm doing Campus Eats next on this upcoming Wednesday?
Yes.
And I was supposed to go to, I think it was the Paddy
Wagon. You were doing a food truck, right?
Yeah. It's not that anymore.
Okay.
They switched the day, so somebody else is doing that day.
All right. Well, we had a burger truck that came here that, you know,
I'm doing
part
this
of my big day of eating yesterday.
Called, I think it's called Shake Number 8.
Okay.
So I think it's milkshakes, which it's right
is that
my
is alley. That a brick and mortar? Is that on High Street?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's on High Street. I'm looking at it right here. I have not tried it yet myself, but it's got a 4.5 on Google with 597 ratings.
Oh, well, good. I'll enjoy me a nice shake and talk some Buckeyes.
Yeah, oh, these milkshakes look...
Don't they?
Really good.
Oh, no.
So it looks like it's just the shake place. They're not really burgers and...
That's fine by me.
Things like that, coffees and shakes.
After I drink my shake, I'm going to go to get me a burger or something.
Okay, yeah, it is a sweet spot. My goodness. And you can spend up to 14 or 15 bucks on one of these impressive shakes. Man, remember when Vincent Vega in Pulp Fiction was out of his mind over a $5 milkshake? What would he say today? You don't put no bourbon in it or nothing? No. Oh, boy. Yeah, happy Father's Day to all the dads coming up. Maybe that's something that you could get. I think you're worth a $15 milkshake. That's the gift.
But they paying for it, so.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about dads going there.
Oh, dads? Yeah, they were definitely worth a $15 milkshake.
I sure hope that they'd cover your milkshake if you're doing a TV hit about it.
You never know.
I think you're good.
I'm going to tell them I left my wallet in the car.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, I don't even have money for the tip here. But you know what? We'll do a TV show about you. Call it even?
Yeah, there we go.
Right, that's good. Tyvus, I know we've been doing a lot of these position group rankings before, looking at where this Buckeye football team in 2024 is going to be particularly strong. We noticed that one service did not have the Bucks down as the number one wide receiver unit in the country.
Yeah.
Oregon Ducks were ranked ahead of the Buckeyes, and they were second, but you showed me a little PFF graphic from earlier today, Pro Football Focus. They certainly do have Ohio State as the number one secondary going into 24. Not just the corners, not just the safeties, that's secondary. And when you look at all those players, I know you're really excited about what Igbinosen and Denzel Burke will be.
Mm-hmm.
You throw in Lathan Ransom and Caleb Downs. How could they not be number one?
Yeah, then on top of that, Jordan Hancock really took off last year as a slot corner. Then on top of that, if one of the corners go down, you still got Jermaine Matthews, who graded as one of the top coverage corners. So they're absolutely loaded in the secondary. They got so many guys that can step in and make plays.
Right, there's six really good-looking players.
Yeah, that's why you have no choice but to rank them number one.
Yeah, that's good to see, though. Who who beyond you get, you gave us a good breakdown of Davis and Igbinosin, but it's been a while since I heard you give some takes about Denzel Burke and just everything that's going to be riding on his season, because he had a good year and he's still elected to come back to try to have an even better year. There could be some risk to that, but I also would imagine he's pretty excited to be a part of this team.
Yeah, I mean, Denzel did a really good job last year playing the football, and I think that was the biggest thing when he was a sophomore that he struggled with. When the ball went in the air, it's kind of like he just lost sight of it. His ball skills weren't that great. Mm-hmm. So last year, they tested him very early, and I believe he ended up getting a pick either in the first or second game. And he's actually been playing the ball really well, but that comes from, if you notice, him as a true freshman, he was pressing. Last year, he played a lot off the ball. So he realized that maybe press is not his thing, but he's better when he can see the routes develop. He can see what number two is doing. A lot of times when you're playing off, you can look at their inside receiver, and if you understand route concepts, you can figure out what one is doing just by looking at what number two is doing. Plus, it automatically puts you on top of every route, so you don't have to worry about getting beat off the line when you're pressing. You're already on top of the route, and it allows you to be able to play the ball through the quarterback's eyes. And he did a really good job of doing that. He just got to continue to do that. He's got to be a little bit better as a tackler. And for me, if he wants to see himself solidified in that first round, he has to get his hands on more interceptions.
Look at Tyvus. Technical Tyvus. Wind you up, man.
How was that?
That was Big Ten Network, Tyvus. that's who that was.
I wouldn't say all that.
Man, get some SportsCenter music playing behind that take. She's next to Dan Orlovsky.
It sounds better.
Breaking down draft picks.
It sounds better on the Buckeye Show.
That was, Denzel Burke, really good player. Had a really solid last season. Comes back to Ohio State. Got a few things he wants to work at. Like to see some more interceptions.
Yeah.
Like to see him, perfect that technique. Got that lockstep, to teach out there in Seattle. Tyvus Powell loves to play that way. You have a really good year.
It's going to be a good year for the Buckeyes. I feel it.
Breaking down Denzel. All right, Tyvus talks to recruits, and they commit. He's the secret weapon. We've got to tell you about the impact of the latest boom that's coming up. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
We're the highest rated sports radio station in America. There's no joke there. We just are. The Fan. Ohio sports destiny. Buckeye Talk and the latest updates on Ryan Day's beard. You're listening to the Buckeye Show.
Happy Friday. All you fine Buckeye fans, we got our Tyvus big head sitting here in the middle of us. Make sure that's not blocking us out or anything. No, it's not. He can be there for a while. I want to thank all the people in the YouTube chat. I had about four or five comments in a row that just enjoyed the Pulp Fiction reference in the opening segment. That thing's been in so many different streaming services. I don't know who has the rights for that.
I know Netflix had it literally a couple months ago.
I don't have Netflix. I haven't had Netflix for a couple years now. I'm waiting for Stranger Things to come back, but something else has it because I was watching it the other day. Maybe Peacock, maybe Max, but it's good every time. It's good every single time.
HBO Max.
HBO Max.
Yep.
Watts chimed in with a Royale with cheese.
You can watch it on HBO Max, Hulu, Amazon Prime.
Thanks for telling all the people where they can find that movie.
Yep.
It's great.
It's got an 8.9 out of 10 on IMDb. 92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's one of Quentin's finest pieces of work.
Oh, big
it's entertaining.
Burger.
Yeah. That's that Hawaiian burger joint.
Can I get some of your beverage to wash this down? He drank his
Please,
own
please drink. be my guest. Be my guest. What you got here? Sprite. Sprite. Good.
He drank his whole drink, man.
Jules and Vincent, my guys.
Oh, man. I got to watch that movie again.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
It's
timeless. You don't have to watch the whole movie either. That's the good thing about Quentin movies and their rewatchability of it. They're broken down into their chapters, and you might just want to watch one of those chapters or just drop in because they're out of sequential order, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're perfect.
Yeah.
Inglourious Basterds might be my second favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
If
Pulp is my favorite Quentin, the Basterds might be my second.
Like
it is really good.
I feel like that's one of those movies I've never sat down and watched beginning to end.
Oh, Christoph Waltz, the German actor who's been in a lot of his films. Mm-hmm. He's in The Hateful Eight. I love that one too.
Mm.
Where Samuel L. has a big role in that one too with Kurt Russell.
A lot of movies. I was watching The Man the other day. Have you ever seen that? The Man?
No, I haven't.
That movie, if you haven't
old
seen
it. Old or somewhat new?
It came out in like 2008, maybe, or something like that.
Okay.
Maybe probably earlier than that. It's I haven't seen it in a while, so I watched it like it was new, and I was just laughing, man. Samuel L. Jackson's hilarious.
I'll check it out. I'll put that on the list. Bodie, he can't put that on his list yet. He's got others that he has to hit. Mm. What was the college football movie we assigned to him yesterday?
The Program.
Not The Program. There
Varsity
was another
Blues.
One. Varsity Blues. Yeah. Varsity Blues first.
What was the movie you were just talking about?
He was talking about The Man,
the
with
man,
Samuel L.
Jackson. Samuel
Jackson. That one, that's for later. Later. Like, there's some, you know.
It's a comedy.
There's some classics.
Tier 2.
We got to go through the
push
90s and the early 2000s and make sure we catch
miracle.
Up on things.
Yeah, early 2000s.
Right. Lay off a miracle for a while and then work on something else and then circle back to Miracle.
It's just so good.
Miracle is
how many
a...
times have you watched Cool Runnings?
Never heard of it, so.
Shut up! Shut up! What? Are you serious?
Cool running.
To the
I
man
am
in
serious.
The orange suit. No.
Don't call me Shirley.
That's the Jamaican bobsled team. John Candy's in it.
Do you watch
oh, it's brilliant.
A lot of movies?
A decent amount. More in the summer as we get out of football and basketball season.
Oh, that one.
Big fans.
That one, it's not every so often you hurt my heart, Bodie.
I'm sorry.
But you did right there.
I apologize.
For that, I think you guys are going to lose game four tonight.
Wow.
Man, don't say that.
Wow.
I'm just saying, we'll see if the world works the way I think the world
karma.
Works. We'll know later on tonight.
They
so
want to celebrate on their home floor anyway.
Yeah, you know, but I think they'd rather win in four. Right?
I mean, yeah, it'd be nice too. They only lost two games
it's
in the playoffs.
It's fitting that Jerry West passed this week
because he didn't want to see them hang another
one of the most famous players in basketball history. He's featured on the logo.
He's
I think most
logo.
People know that,
yep.
Right? That's the inspiration for the logo that is the league.
He saw them go up too, and he said, "Yeah, I'm gonna head on out.
This is making me sick to my stomach.
He was so good that they gave him MVP on the losing team in
the
finals.
That's right. 17 titles apiece for the Lakers and the Seas.
He only won one as a player, right?
I believe that's right.
And one as a coach or an executive, whatever he was.
If you watch Winning Time,
yeah.
The drama series about the Lakers, Lakers.
I was so
kinda
mad
going over that.
That was just the last season. Like, wow. Two seasons.
All right, Tyvus. We got a boom, baby.
Yes, we do.
We are adding to the wide receiver room. It's not your side of the ball. It doesn't matter. It is just all about zone six and this epic run that Brian Hartline and company are on. It just doesn't seem to stop. You know, these young men are not afraid of all the talent that is in that room of having to work for one of the three spots out on that football field. And so what do you know about Quincy, the new player that the Buckeyes are getting?
Well, I'll tell you what, he's 6'4". It say he's listed as 6'4", 205. He's every bit of 6'4".
Quincy Porter, by the way.
Yeah,
Quincy Porter.
When I shook his hand, we looked at it. Bam, right here. So he's definitely 6'4".
I like that frame.
I didn't really talk to him. I talked to his parents. I kind of just shook his hand, introduced myself, and he kind of went upstairs while I talked to his parents about, you know, just all the other stuff, all the intangibles. And his family is a really good family. They was locked in, understood everything that was going on top of everything. So I know that they're teaching him right, and he's going to do really good things here. 6'4", obviously you can't coach size, and he's got that. He's coming in like with Marvin size already. Obviously, they got to put some more weight on his frame. 205 is big for a receiver, but I feel like he can handle a lot more weight. And I think he's going to be special. I mean, I was watching a little bit of his tape. He definitely goes and gets that ball. I'll tell you that. That's the best thing I like about him is he high points the ball and he attacks it. You know, a lot of receivers let it come to them and he actually goes, extends, and gets it. So that is going to put him in a different category when it comes to other receivers. Is he the first receiver commit of 25?
Let me check on the
'cause I know he's
class.
The highest rated 'cause I think he's like 60 in the class or something like that.
Yeah,
overall.
You are. No. They have Dazee Jones,
okay.
Another New Jersey wide receiver. So he is the second wide receiver from New Jersey.
Okay.
You know what? This is exactly what Greg Schiano and Rutgers can't have happen.
Exactly. Yeah.
If they want to get to that next level, but this is what Ohio State does, right? They expand their footprint and once they start to, you know, make some inroads into a certain state,
mm-hmm.
New Jersey is one that they've been able to go in and make some relationships and hit a little bit more. They've done that in New York, right, with Jeremy Ruckert and Curtis Samuel.
No.
And they've started to, like, take off some other states out there.
Isn't Malcolm Jenkins from Jersey? I'm pretty sure.
Putting me on the spot there.
I think he is. I'm about 90% sure he's from Jersey.
Yeah. And he'd wind up playing for the Eagles, too, which puts him back close to home.
I think it's right
Piscataway.
Piscataway.
Matt Andrews' favorite place on earth.
Piscataway. Is it Piscataway or...
So he's neighboring city right there.
Parts of Rutgers are in both towns.
Yeah,
the other city. What's the other city next to Piscataway?
Piscataway is the only one I've ever heard.
Rutgers is Piscataway too.
Oh, come on!
He literally was in Rutgers, and they couldn't get him. And Rutgers was he here in 2005? When was Schiano had the Rutgers rolling? Was that like 07, 08? So that would have been around the time. You know, he would have came on. That's crazy. They couldn't keep him.
Time when Malcolm was there, you're saying?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's great stuff. It's great to be the Buckeyes, and it's great to be able to recruit wide receivers like this. I'm excited about a guy, like you said, the height, where he's already 6'3", 6'4", and 205 pounds, and he's got some years before he even gets here to Ohio State. He's got another year of high school football.
Yeah.
So to have one of those big-bodied wide receivers... Not to say that we haven't had guys like that, but I don't know if we've had one that was 6'4". And then you look at Chris Henry.
Marvin right was after like that. Wasn't Marvin 6'4"?
Marvin was 6'3".
The only thing you question when you get those big body receivers like that, now you question speed and you question their route running. And what I like about him is that even if his routes aren't crispy, Coach Hartline does a great job of developing that. He'll be a really good route runner for his size.
New Brunswick was the neighborhood I was thinking of. It's on the other side of the river there, but I think parts of the university might get some address credit for. All right, from being a Buckeye and Tyvus's teammate to being a head football coach, that's the life Duran Grant is living. He's going to join us and tell us what that life is like coaching ball next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
The Fan is live and local with Morning Juice. Caffeinate and dominate.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Stickers on helmets make us happy. This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy and Tyvus, happy Friday, Buckeye fans. About to go to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Tyvus, your buddy, has just about as interesting of a background, if not more interesting, than yours.
Yeah.
Draft pick in 2015, right? Pittsburgh Steelers.
He's got me beat right there.
right there? They were both experiences. He got picked, though. You thought you were going to get picked. He went 121st overall to the Steelers.
Must be nice.
Would also play for the Bills, Giants, Jags, and Bears. And his pro football career went on through 2020. Got the CFL experience as well.
He went to the CFL?
Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that about your friend?
I did not know Duran went to the CFL.
Duran, the things your friend doesn't know about you. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Well, this is what happened. It was during COVID. I signed with Winnipeg, and then I got out of the contract to try back for the NFL, and that's what happened, so...
Okay, so I didn't really miss out on anything.
Yeah, you didn't really miss. You would have saw me. You would have saw me do something.
Okay.
It wasn't regular season action, right? It's all part of the journey. But, Duran, I find your post-playing career journey now just as fascinating because in just three quick years, we had you on. I feel like we've caught up with you maybe once or twice in the past year or two, and you were helping him out at Pick North, and that was cool. And then you went to Elyria, and then all of a sudden here you're coaching at Akron St. Vincent St. Mary. So you're up north near Tyvus's hometown.
That's back up there
in your hometown, coaches for the alma mater. And it's pretty cool. How did this come together?
Well, honestly, I never thought about being a coach when I was younger. I thought I was going to play about 8-10 years and then, you know, do something after that. But honestly, when my career ended earlier than expected, first thing I got into was training with Mark Harris. You know, I just went back to the basics, basically. I know. So this is right. Raw Talent Sports up in Cleveland, Ohio. Mark Harris. So I got with him while I was in Columbus and operated Raw Talent Columbus for about a year. And then from then, I just decided, you know what? Let me get in seriously. So I reached out to some people. I reached out to Jared Pruitt. Was my cousin, offensive coordinator, and Nate Hillridge over there at Pickerington North, and they welcomed me, and they brought me on staff, volunteer basis, and I really embraced that role, did pretty well. Got some looks from other schools, some college coaches, and some colleges wanted to offer. But when Chase Ferris called me, I had to go with him. Mm-hmm. You know, so Chase called me up there to be the DB coach and, you know, defensive coordinator. And honestly, just locked in with those boys. We went 3-7, you know, Division IV school, but this is what I can say. 10 of my 11 starters on defense were all district.
Mm. Look at that.
That's good.
That's impressive.
That's some good coaching in 1 year, man.
So now that you're a head coach, what's the challenges that you face? What's been the difference from going from a DB coach, then a defensive coordinator, to now a head coach?
Well, letting go of the reins a little bit. So meaning, you know, as a DB coach, DBs are all yours.
Yeah.
As a coordinator, I was a DB coach as well. But I was more focused on every position.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't be as hands on the DBs. I had to pay attention to everybody. And now as a head coach, I don't have any position group. So it feels weird not controlling the DB drills just because, you know, I'm used to running DB everything or anything defensively. I'm just literally managing everything, which I do like. I don't mind it at all because I can help everybody out.
Duran Grant, the head coach at St. Vincent St. Mary, former Buckeye, teammates with Tyvis Powell. He's on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. I'm wondering what you can tell us about today's young athlete, and if you can even just remember back when you were in high school and the drive you had and the way you played. What have you been learning from your players these past few years about how you got to coach them?
Social media generation. So focus is one thing. The focus of these kids are a little different, and I understand that. I just think you just got to keep them engaged. You know, some of the things, some of the old methods might not work with these kids just because of their surroundings and what they're used to. So, you know, might have to manipulate a little bit to where they're comfortable and they can learn. Because to me, as long as they're learning and progressing and with the right technique and playing the game of football the right way, that's the only thing that matters to me. If they respect the game will respect them back.
Sure. Duran, when you look at, let's pivot to the Buckeyes. When you look at the Buckeyes and you look at specifically a guy like Denzel Burke, he ended up having a nice bounce back season. You know, obviously had a sophomore slump. Last year he had a really good season. What did you notice differently about his season last year and maybe the year before?
Focus and effort to me. You can tell he's a lot more focused. You can tell he prepared on a weekly basis better than he did. Because, you know, to me, it looked like he came out freshman year. You know how it is that you come out of freshman and you're rocking and rolling. Mm-hmm. People ain't got a lot of tape on you. You know what I'm saying? So they don't really know what you can do. Now that he had that season under his belt, you know, people game planned him, looked at him. And, you know, like, hey, I mean, we can make this dude an average corner if we want to. And I don't think he liked that. So just from far away. Just looking at it, it looked like he just took his focus to another level and definitely prepared week by week. And I think he's going to have a great year this year. Great year.
Duran, how much contact do you plan on having with Buckeye coaches just in this new role and some of your players? Like, do you look at some of these guys and are you, you know, trying to sort of build them up to be future Buckeyes? I mean, you know, Ohio State always wants to recruit in-state. That's where they first want to start.
No doubt. We have potential. We have some guys that have the potential. We have some young sophomores to be juniors. We have some young incoming freshmen and also some freshmen that have potential to grow and develop. Would I like for that to be a thing? What's called it, a pipeline? Of course. Just like how it was when we were coming out when I came out and then Dante Booker and then Paris Campbell. You know, all of those things. I mean, you can add on Devin Smith and Corey Smith with that as well.
Sure.
So, I mean, of course, because if that's happened, I mean, I must be doing something right.
Duran, do you feel, like, happy with being at St. Vincent St. Mary, or would you like to make a jump one day to the college ranks?
Ask me that to the public. Oh, Tyvis, dang it, man.
I just got here.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to answer that one like a pro. You got to answer that one like a pro.
Media training.
I'm very happy that St. Vincent, St. Mary, and I'm going to give everything I have to my alma mater. How about that?
I think that's perfect. I think that's beautiful. I'm the head coach at Akron St. Vincent, St. Mary, and I'm very, very excited about it.
Very excited. Take that up. Yes, I am. Why are you trying to stir the pot?
I just asked a question that people might be curious to know.
I got you. No doubt.
Duran, do you find yourself thinking the game and watching it differently just in these last 3 years that you've kind of switched from being a former player, maybe just casually watching football, to now coaching it? And I know you've got a track background. Do you try to coach speed with some of these players to get them a little bit faster on the field?
Oh, definitely. Especially my former track coach here. He's still here.
Yeah.
He actually made me join the track coaching staff. so he can take a lot of my players in the springtime. He's not slick, but he knows what he's doing. He had more state titles than everybody. But I'm a coach speed. I'm gonna give them the teaching that I got. And I'm talking about before Ohio State and Ohio State and post Ohio State. But obviously, the training I got at Ohio State when it comes to organization, when it comes to mental preparation, when it comes to executing, I learned the meat of it at Ohio State. That's where really, I mean, I grew up so much there that it'll be hard not to implement a lot of those things.
Duran, we appreciate the time as always. Tyvus, did you want to put him on the spot for something else, like put Ryan Day's job on the line, or did you want to do anything else to him before we're done?
I was just going
to
ask him.
Come on, Tyvus. This is all right. You know I don't care. Come on.
Is the Buckeyes going to win it all this year?
Hey, better.
That's what I
no.
say.
Put it like this. This is what I would say. I would love for them to win it all. You know, I've been hearing this talk that this is the best Ohio, the most talented, the most stacked. I mean, we've heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
We shall see. I mean, I talked to other Buckeyes as well. You know, we've all been having this conversation. Is this the year to do it? Let's see. You know, it's a long season, week by week thing. I think they had a potential. They definitely got the talent.
A little thing called you'll see, Tyvus.
Yay.
Well, that was
football, man.
That was good. That was hilarious. Duran, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck as you go on and coach those guys.
Appreciate you.
Absolutely. There he goes. Duran Grant, former Buckeye, head coach at Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary. You're too much, Tyvus. Dudes ranking things on a Friday night. What's better than that? The Power 5 is next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
We have so many local shows, I can't fit them in a 10-second promo. So let's just say we're live and local all damn day.
The Fan.
Because there's nothing better to do on a Friday night, let's just rank five things. It's the Buckeye Show's Power 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's rank. All right, Tyvus, you want me to go first? Because this is in the spirit of food. Shocker, I know.
Mine is food related as well.
Well,
but
good.
You could go first because I like your list.
Yeah, Mr. Campus Eats over there. So this, of course, is in the spirit of the Arby's 5 for 5,
the worst deal ever.
The GOAT of fast food deals. These are the five greatest deals I can ever recall in fast food. And the Arby's 5 for 5, you know what? It was tremendous. It was tremendous. I didn't really tell the people yet on tonight's show how that experience went, but you saw me kind of chronicle this on social media, on Twitter and X today when I sat down. I ate so much yesterday that I threw my eating patterns completely out of whack because I had a breakfast burrito, which I don't normally do. We went out to eat, me and Sarah did.
Donatos.
Then we had the lunch in here at work and I had all sorts of Donatos.
You had chicken tenders or fingers or something?
That was part of the Donatos.
Okay.
They had wings and they had the chicken bites.
Smash burgers.
Smash buddies, the smash burgers, the truck was here. So then I was so stuffed. I didn't have a normal dinner and I didn't really have breakfast. And then by the time lunchtime came around, I was starving and my blood sugar was so low and I had to run to Arby's. I flew out of here after the 2 o'clock update.
When you posted that picture, I noticed
I was like 2:20, right?
I noticed the cup. Was that a drink or was there fries?
That was a drink cup. Okay. I had a fry right in the middle. So I had a curly fry right there in the middle.
So let me get this right. You ate 5 roast beef sandwiches.
A curly fry.
And a curly fry.
And a big Dr. Pepper. And yeah. It was a lot. And I'm here to tell you,
that is it's not
me puffing my chest out about doing it twice and doing 10. I ain't gonna go there. I admit it. But the 5 was no deal. The 5 was fine. I felt like Joey Chestnut knocking the 5 down. Felt a little bit while I was eating the 5th one, but got through it.
Why not?
You saw my crumpled up foils. They were right there.
Why not stop?
Mission accomplished.
Why not stop?
Because I was hungry for most of it.
But the 5th one was a little much. So why not just
pride? Eat? Pride.
That's see. That,
I could have stopped and been fine.
See that right
but,
there.
But I had the five sandwiches.
That's my issue right there.
I couldn't
there.
Let the people down.
That right there is my issue with this.
Tyvus, the game wasn't over.
It ain't a game.
Why were you trying to run the interception back?
Why
were you trying to run the interception back?
Because prior to that, the series before that, I had given up a touchdown, so I was making myself even again.
What's it matter? Team didn't need you to run that back.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
Because they were, you know how much better.
Why were your teammates trying to tackle you
I'm
going
to tell you why. Because I did it for the fans, technically. To say that we beat Alabama by 14 rather than 7 sounds so much better.
Tyvus, why was I doing this? For the fans.
No, you wasn't.
For the people. I was doing this for the fans, for the people, for Arby's, for Bodie, for you, for my mother, for my father, for America.
Go on with your list.
For America, okay? All right, the 5 greatest deals. Name on the front of the jersey, not the back, Bodie. All right, so the McDonald's All-American Meal. You ever remember that one? My mom, who I just mentioned, loved this. She would always have that as a go-to. For the life of me, I don't even know if it was an official menued item at McDonald's, but you would get the cheeseburger or hamburger, small fry, and a small drink for under $3 for the longest time. An incredible deal.
Oh, that's back when it was the dollar menu.
An incredible deal. It was like a snack, basically.
All 3 of those was on the dollar menu back in the day.
Yeah. So number 4, the Wendy's $5 biggie bag.
Oh, that's the best thing rolling.
Yeah, you get the JBC, and this is something that you can do now, and it's tremendous. And in this economy, right? The JBC, the 4-piece nugget, the small fry, the small drink, it's perfect. It's a good amount of food. Obviously, I could crush a lot more, but it's genuinely all that you're going to need. Then I'm going to go with an oddball one. I don't really frequent this place so much, but there was a kick. Even though Bodie will tell me the bread is not real, the bread was good. the Subway bread that is completely made of sugar packets,
$5.
And somehow they fluff this into a bread-looking substance.
$5.
The $5 foot long.
$5 foot long.
What a deal, man. Huge sandwich.
January.
Huge sandwiches.
February.
I'd get that Italian BMT, Tyvus.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I would be loving
that
it, right?
That was a good one.
Then I will go to the Little Caesars $5 hot and ready.
When that dropped, that was like a nuke. That took off. Like everybody, Little Caesars, $5 for a pizza?
And what I would say is that it's pizza roulette. You wouldn't really know how incredible or how bad it might be, but sometimes it might be really, really good. And that $5, you're thinking, man, I'm a king right now. And to see that go away and their pizzas are more expensive, that's here and there. But number 1, the old McDonald's dollar menu, circa 2005, 2006, college Timmy, he's going every single night to McDonald's to get a double cheese and a fry and maybe a drink. Maybe sometimes just 2 double cheeses because we only have $2.
So,
but either way, all those dollar items, incredible.
So are you saying you insinuating that 2 sandwiches was enough back then?
Well, that's all I wanted at that time.
I'm just asking a
There
question.
Was no deal and for I, five. I mean, I guess there was a 5 for $5 deal always,
and
right?
I don't appreciate these people in the chat talking about
I do.
My grandmother said you got to eat it all.
my grandma wants me to eat all that food.
What your grandma would
have
tell
some
you.
More. Have all. Some more, Timothy. Have some more food.
They told me I give up before the do.
All right.
Do I give
all
up
right,
before
let's
the
go.
Game is over.
Let's go. Let's get
Hilarious.
Your list. Let's my, get your list. Let's
my
go.
My list is my top 5 places that I like to eat when I was a student at The Ohio State University that I was on campus. Mm.
Campus eats.
Number 5 was Union Market. You know, you go to the Union, there's a marketplace in there.
Okay, specialty.
Nice place. Yeah. I spent one whole summer going there every day because everything else seemed to have been closed. That was the only place that was open. They had some good wings, some good pizza.
It's a good hangout. You're in the student union.
Number 4, Adriatico's. Obviously, it's a classic place.
Oh, yeah.
Get you a nice pizza there.
That's good pie.
Great. Number 3, Hangover Easy. You're not officially a Buckeye until you go to Hangover Easy.
Started my... started my Thursday of eating.
Yeah, so that place is obviously great.
The Dirty.
Yeah.
The Dirty.
At the number two.
Made him change the name of that burrito.
Number two for me was Mirror Lakes Creamery. That place was really good.
Oh my God.
Didn't go to the creamery?
No, I've not been to that creamery.
Wow. The creamery was good, man. They had some really good items in there, and I love that they had like milkshake and ice cream and stuff like that.
That's still banging, isn't it?
I don't know if the creamery's open or not.
Is it the same as the Mirror Lake Eatery? Same thing? Same
probably,
difference?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
If it's still in that same location where Mirror Lake is, that's the place. And then for me, my number one place, and I was biased because it literally was right downstairs for when I was in the dorms, was the Marketplace in Neal. It was perfect. They had everything that I wanted. And, Timmy, I'll give you a little nugget. Some of the best-looking women at Ohio State used to come through the Marketplace, and I didn't know it.
It's like a Target, huh?
I didn't know it until my upperclassmen teammates said it.
It's like the Giant Eagle in Grandview.
It's a great place. Great place. You see a
people are racing there now.
You'll get some great sights sitting in there.
Good.
Great place.
What's the hot spot out in Newark, Bodie? What's the spot?
I'm not sure I got one. Yeah, not sure I got one
out there
in Hebron. There's like three restaurants. There's a nice. There's a Burger King on 40. There's a McDonald's there. That might be it. There used to be a Subway. I'm not sure if there is anymore or not. There's a Kroger, so you can get anything in there.
All right. Hey, if you thought the Big 12 slapping a sponsor name on the front of the conference was something, what do you hear about the other thing they're thinking about? And our friend Adam King from 10TV, he's going to join us in studio. We'll keep our finger on the college football pulse. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
During this 10-second promo, Rothman will lose money gambling on something.
People like you come here and blow the family nest egg that built this town.
Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
It's time for the College Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Carpenter Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric. Need heating, cooling, plumbing, or electric? Call a Carpenter.
Great moments are born from great opportunity.
There you go.
I can feel it in my bones.
He must be stopped.
I can feel it in my bones.
Bodie's got to be stopped.
He's a sick man. I don't think I've ever known anybody obsessed with one thing.
The fact that he slid that in there just so nonchalantly.
He puts that in. He wrote that.
Yes, he did.
He wrote that down. It wasn't even ad-libbed. Look at it. Read it and weep, boys.
Yeah.
Herb, you got 11 guys written down here. We got a week of this. We brought the best hockey players in
the
country.
Tough part of getting it out 20
for
the opening games. Listen, Tim, Notre Dame football scores and Herb Brooks quotes. That's all I got for you.
Unbelievable.
That's all I know.
Adam King of 10TV, our anchor buddy, has sauntered in for the final 30 minutes tonight. We're on till 7:30, guys, because Bodie's Celtics have some work to do. The NBA Finals Game 4 tonight.
Bodie seems to just root for teams with color green. That's his one rule.
He's true to the teams.
That's correct.
You know this man.
Yeah.
Those are the teams.
I have to
say. Dallas Cowboys. I don't think he likes the Cowboys all that much.
Honestly,
to be honest.
Bringing back Michael McCarthy.
I don't know.
Put a strain on the relationship.
I don't know that the listener understands the dedication that Bodie has for his teams. Because the man every day walks in with a different sports team shirt. Whether it be Notre Dame, whether it be the Celtics, he claims he's not an Eagles fan, but you know there is green there. I'm sure he'll eventually get there.
Well,
Every day.
He can't be an Eagles fan because he's got the Cowboys.
But they're terrible, so that doesn't matter.
And you know what, Tyvus, you weren't out there for this. Adam, I think you were sitting across the way from me. I just tried my hand at the homage roulette.
That's hilarious.
They do a mystery pack, which I think is a great idea.
That's very exciting.
It's the Common Man and T-Bone. What's in the bag, right? It's the little thing called You'll See. So it's a cheaper deal, and it could be anything. Things they've had in their warehouse for 3, 4, 5 years. It's still wrapped up. They're brand new sweatshirts. They're not used sweatshirts or anything.
Well, you don't know. Just, I mean, they could be.
They could be. They put the tags back on.
It's anything.
Yeah. So I don't know if they researched me after the order went in. Let's see what this guy. Okay, he's a Washington Commanders, Redskins football team fan. Let's give him another NFC East rival. I am joking as I open this up. I bet it'll be a Dallas Cowboys hoodie of all things. It's a Philadelphia Eagles hoodie. Mm. It's one of the only two hoodies, Giants, Eagles, Cowboys, besides them, that I would not wear.
What?
And the other one? Was a Golden State Warriors championship sweatshirt, which I had to gift to Tyvus. But at least you beat them, Bo.
How'd you do with that? Did you like that? What a rude way to start your Friday, isn't it, Tyvus?
He's not going to give me that because I will throw it right in the furnace.
Tyvus will set it on fire in the trash.
Yeah, he would burn it.
I will say this. If they looked up Timmy Hall online, do you think the first thing they would know is you're a Commanders fan? What do you think the first thing, if I Googled Timmy Hall, what's going to be your number one thing online?
Oh, my God.
He's a good-looking dude, first off.
It'd probably be the picture. It would be the picture of me that I've had as my company profile for 11 years.
Is that the cartoon picture thing?
No. There's a picture. Worse. If you ever get an email from me, that's just a picture of me with a very young face.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. You look about 12 years old in that picture. Yes, you do. I know what you're talking about. You use it for credentials.
I would.
Yeah.
I notice you have the same picture for your credentials, too.
It'll be my picture when I'm 45, when I'm 65.
Right. Absolutely.
Somebody's going to say, this isn't you.
Adam, you should grow your facial hair.
You know what? I've tried that. It looks as though I've been left in a cardboard box over a week. And I'm trying to think. It kind of looks like the Arizona desert where you sometimes see a little grass sprouting through. You're like, oh, well, look, that's kind of nice.
But facial hair is sort of the new rage. If you can do it, you kind of owe it to yourself to try. See,
really? Because you two.
Timmy walked. That was the first thing Timmy said to me today.
These two shades.
I wanted just to know out of curiosity what Tyvus would look like with a clean shaven face. I get why he doesn't do it. I wish, above all other things that I could do, like having a six-pack, whatever, just being ripped up like Zac Efron, I'd rather be able to grow the beard that I want. Like, give me 3 days or 3 weeks, and I can grow a thick, full beard and then manage it to my liking. I would want to do that, but I hate my face clean-shaven. I do look like Rachel Maddow when I shave my face. It's the worst. I look terrible.
Who told you that?
I'm not me. That's a common man thing from 10 years ago.
That's phenomenal.
And he's right.
I will say this. I would take the exact opposite. I would love to not have to shave. I am so in the middle. I grow facial hair. It looks as if I am just the most splotchy human being on earth.
You got to keep going.
I got to keep going. Yeah, Timmy, it's going to take a year and a half.
So be it.
And for a year and a half, people are going to wonder, what happened to that Adam King guy? Have you seen? I mean,
is he living
on the
under
right
the
side of his head? Has hair that goes down to his butt?
You got to keep oiling it.
No,
and putting.
I would rather just not have to shave.
I'm sure he's right. Some people just can't.
It looks terrible.
Grow it.
Yeah. Listen, if my brother is listening, I love you very much. My brother tries to grow a beard. He's got the same facial hair as I. He's had it for a year. It doesn't look good. It's just not a good look.
I know.
Stuff you could like spray like some topics.
The nice thing about my brother is he kind of looks like me in a roundabout way, and so I saw what it would look like if I had a beard.
And you said, oh.
And it's not good. It's not a good look.
And I've got the dark hair, so it looks a little bit more.
The Rachel Maddow thing is phenomenal. Yeah, common man, that's fantastic.
I need a little bit of something. I need a little bit of something there just to.
That was the first thing Timmy said to me today. He said, "I shaved. What do you think?" And I said, Timmy, I don't look at you enough to know what you look like with facial hair.
Yeah, you do.
I sit there and stare at Timmy every day. That's true.
Come on. Everybody knows because my facial hair is awful. When it gets about 2 weeks in, people start talking.
Have you ever played the game of like, do they have a beard or do they have a mustache? Like if I told you, like the big one is Stanley from The Office.
Yeah, mustache.
Mustache?
Yeah.
Okay, if I told, let's pick someone else.
Tyvus Powell.
What about me?
Everything. He's got the full beard.
I don't know that if you had said to me, does Tyvus have a beard, I would have said 100% yes. I don't think I've ever looked at your beard.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
See? You're playing the game.
Clean shaven.
I think he has a little mustache.
Clean shaven.
Okay. We're going to play this game one day. It's quite good.
All right. Bodie Wells. What's he got?
He's got a beard. He's got a beard?
He's shaved. Look at him. He's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
He had one yesterday.
Bad at this game.
Yeah, he had a thick beard, and now he's clean shaven.
Matty Ice.
Matty Ice.
He's got a beard.
He's got a beard.
He's got it all. Yep. Bode man, what's the Big 12 doing today?
They're trying to survive, Timmy. And if this comes through, they actually probably will. They're considering a first-of-its-kind private equity investment to ensure the league's long-term financial and competitive security. I don't know about the competitive part of the college football playoff, but if you make a lot of money, I guess it could help. On the table is a possible cash infusion of $800 million to $1 billion from the Luxembourg-based CVC Capital Partners. That'd be in exchange for 15 to 20% stake in the league. A portion of the money would go directly to the 16 conference members, and the partnership would give the conference access to CVC's investment services and clients. I don't really know what any of this means. I guess the Big 12 is just trying to get a lot of cash.
What kind of access is a conference like the Big 12 going to need to all their clients?
Yeah, I don't...
You know?
Seems a little confusing. But
you know what? As far as the Shark Tank aspect of this goes, it sounds like a deal you can't pass up at all. 20% stake, and you're going to give us $1 billion?
I mean,
are we worth that much?
First off, I
didn't know the valuation would be that high.
The
Big 12. Well, not the Big 10 or the SEC.
Well, it's still a power five conference.
We're worth $10 billion?
It'll be a long
You're going to give
time.
Us a billion
what
for
What is
20%?
Your Shark Tank pitch for the Big 12? Because I don't think I could make one. I can make one for the Big 10. I can make one for the SEC.
That's why I'm saying this is the easiest decision ever. Take the deal.
If Mr. Wonderful's staring back at me, my pitch is BYU might be good one day. That's not going to go over well.
Colorado might be good.
Shut up.
Right? I don't know what I could say to a room full of sharks that says, you know what? I think I'll give you $800 to $1 billion. I just went 15 to 20%.
Mark Cuban, I'm out.
Okay.
I'm out. He's out.
Yeah, I'll take that deal. I'll sprint that one. Let me get that. Come on, let me get that.
Let's sign. Let's sign.
Bode has a career in television because I don't know any of the words that man just said, but he read them perfectly. I am very impressed. 50-50. I am very impressed.
It's a big couple of days for the Big 12.
The All-State Big 12, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, could be. Phillips 66 Big 12.
Oh, I like it.
In and out.
The In and Out Big 12. No, man. No. They don't have teams out there.
McDonald's.
The Big Ten does.
The Whataburger Big 12.
There you go. Texas, right?
Texas
isn't in the Big 12.
No, Baylor the Whataburgers are in Texas.
Yes.
Baylor.
You know what? I wasn't a fan. I tried them.
I said the same thing.
They're not very good.
What about In-N-Out?
I love In-N-Out.
See?
I love In-N-Out, too, but I don't know why you would say that Whataburger's not special and then make this case that In-N-Out is super special.
Whataburger was very greasy.
You boil it down.
It had
In-N-Out
more onions than...
a couple of burgers, and they do them well. They're fine. They're good, but they're not... It's not the world's best burger. They've got a system, and they've... Like at McDonald's back in the day, they perfected the system.
Now, I'm so tired of these places saying we have specialty. Like, every region wants their specialty chain.
Did you get the In-N-Out animal style?
Yes, that's what you got to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure we're all on the same page.
Wait, you eat animal style, but you won't eat five for five at Arby's?
Thank you. The beacon of health over here.
Are you
animal style. Let me put cheese and chili and this and that on my fries.
We're not about to do this. We're not about to act like an animal style.
You did it yourself.
In-N-Out burger is equivalent to five roast beef sandwiches.
It's not. Five roast beef sandwiches from Arby's is 1,800 calories. Let's see how much an animal style burger is.
It can't be that big.
Do we have Jeopardy music while I Google this?
It can't be that big.
No, nor do we have time.
No.
Boatman, is there any other headline that has to be said?
Yes, this is incredibly important. You guys mentioned this off the top of the show. Even done this a few times this week. CBS Sports ranking the best position groups. They did defensive back rooms, so secondary just all in one there.
Did we get this one too?
1-5. Ohio State, Notre Dame, Iowa, Georgia, and Michigan. Just a quick note on that. Four of those five schools, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Georgia, and Michigan, those were also in the best front seven. So I guess those four teams
good
are going to be very good on defense.
Very good on defense. So that's two services just tonight.
Tonight.
That gave Ohio State the number one. Yeah, number one.
Don't
buy the Michigan in there?
No.
It'll be pretty good.
No.
Pretty good at that spot.
No.
I don't think they're going to be as bad as people think.
They still got good players there. They lost their running backs.
You want to hear something? You want to hear a hot take for the beginning of June?
No.
Michigan's going to lose six games this year.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
You got to stop.
Out of your mind.
Six games.
That's a Buckeye. That's a Columbus, Ohio guy.
No, it's six games. I looked at their schedule. They could lose up to six.
Not every day something happens for the first time in Ohio State history. But as far as we know, we've got a thing for you. Next, it's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Death, taxes, and beating Michigan every damn year. This is your flagship home for Ohio State football. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. College radio done by professionals. This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy and Tyvis and the Boatman and Adam King in Lexington.
Ha ha!
In Columbus, Ohio, Adam King from 10 TV. Before we move on and tell you about this cool thing that we think is a first ever for Ohio State, I have to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Adam, how's your erectile function?
Doing great.
It's great. Great. Well, not everybody can say the same thing because erectile dysfunction, that is an issue that you don't want to be dealing with, but you have to deal with it. You want the right treatment for specific medical situations. Every case is different, and finding the right treatment can mean the difference between just that okay experience and an amazing one. Now, I've been to that facility, the Tri-State Men's Health Facility in Hilliard. They've got six locations, two of them in Columbus, the quick exit off of 270 in Hilliard that I mentioned, and the one near the Medical Mile in Westerville. Those facilities, by the way, they're pristine, baby. You don't feel like you're going into a medical center or a men's health center. You feel like you're going into a warm and welcoming clubhouse. That's right. Like you're getting ready for a round of golf. Only instead, you'll have to pull your pants down and do something like that. But it'll be fine.
Well, you They'll and I golf it, differently.
Right? Sometimes you do that. It's beautiful. 800-900-9654, that's their number. Or check them out at tristatemenshealth.com. See what they can do for you to treat your erectile dysfunction. Get more connected to the one you love. Tell them Timmy Hall sent you. And I love you.
That's beautiful, Tim.
I love all of you.
And we love you, too.
We do.
Love you, Tyvis. Adam, not yet.
I love you, Adam. Oh, Timmy, that's so nice.
Bodie, love you so much. Good luck to your Celtics. So, Adam, you actually talked to this guy already.
Wait a minute. You want me to just move on? Everybody else got an I love you, and now I just got to sit here?
It takes time, right?
It's been 3 years.
it's been here for three years. Boy, and it's just flown by. It feels like 30 minutes.
Well, you know what they say? If time flies when you're having fun. So that's love, Timmy.
Man,
that's love.
Mm. Yeah, three whole years.
In 21.
I started my first day. Well, I guess my second day was when Ohio State lost to Oregon.
Huh. Oh, that was an ugly game.
Yeah, my first introduction.
Ugly game.
I was here before you, Chris.
My first introduction to 10 TV was them losing to Oregon. And then
they just run the ball. They run the same play and no one feels like tackling.
And over. They just busted up the middle for 60
Boom.
Yards.
Yeah. 30-yard touchdown run. Nobody touched.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
50-yard touchdown run. Mm. Don't touch it.
I try not to say this very often, but since I've been at 10 TV, Ohio State is yet to beat Michigan. Every single November.
My God.
My God, man, is right.
There's your answer.
Don't tell people that.
You're the God.
Every year we have a conversation. We're like, okay, what's the plan for Saturday, the Big Ten Championship game? Because for the longest time, it was scheduled viewing.
Right.
How's it happened since I've been here?
I'd still schedule it.
I'm scheduling it this year. I'll tell you that much.
That you're the problem.
Listen, I'm not the problem. We're figuring it out together.
So tell me, Adam, I want you to take the lead on this because praise Olatoke. Am I pronouncing that right? Because you talked to the young man already.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right. So born in Nigeria, raised in Scotland. I already love this man. He could tell me everything I need to know about Scotland and when I move there.
And haggis.
When my time is done.
When I move.
I tried the haggis.
I liked it.
You did?
I did.
What was the best part? Like the black stuff in the middle or the membrane?
Well, I don't think
that.
It's like eating, I don't know, I couldn't describe to you what the best part of pudding is, but I enjoyed pudding.
Ooh, man.
I enjoyed haggis.
The pudding part.
I like the haggis part.
No, it's bad. Well, this guy also ran track and played club football here at Ohio State. He did not ever elevate above the club football level. And He just got signed by the Miami Dolphins. Tyvus,
Chargers.
Did I say the Dolphins? Chargers. Yeah. So signed by the Chargers. And the club account tweeted out their first ever signee in the NFL from the club football team. Xavier Johnson, I guess the difference would be he elevated to varsity, was then a captain for those guys. But Adam, you talk to this guy and he has to be just living it up with this opportunity here in the NFL.
So we're going to talk more tomorrow. I talked to him on the phone today for a little bit, just about the opportunity. I talked to his coach for at length, and we're going to talk tomorrow to kind of do a story on him. But it's quite remarkable from what I understand, and I'm still, you know, putting all the pieces together. He had never played football until he stepped on Ohio State's campus.
Wow.
He had never touched a football. He stepped on campus. His coach said that he was quick as can be. I mean, he went to the Big Ten Championships in track and field. He said that they just ran go routes with him constantly, and it worked, and I don't blame him. So he's a part of this international program that the NFL does to try to find international talent and grow them, get them on a roster.
Which I did not know about, and it doesn't count as a roster spot unless you get to the end where he actually is going to be on the 53.
Exactly.
So then he doesn't count.
So he was at minicamp last week for 2 days. The Chargers signed him. He was at the Eagles minicamp before that. Things went really well, but ended up not getting signed. And then
he's with our boy Harbaugh now.
He's out there with Harbaugh.
He loves those Buckeyes.
Yeah. He's out there trying to get Harbaugh to love Ohio State from within. You know, you got to start from within.
I think it's awesome. I mean, I think it's a really neat thing too.
That's amazing. I even had that opportunity.
I will give, this is how cool it is. Our producer Waverly in my ear when I was reading it to 6 o'clock said, "Wow, Adam, that's a really cool story." And I thought, boy, if it's catching producer Waverly's attention, you know it's a good story. So we're going to do that this weekend on Wall to Wall Sports on a bunch of different stuff. But very cool for him. I look forward to seeing kind of how this plays out for Brace.
And you got Bone on the crew tomorrow at 35 on Wall.
Yeah.
And then I'll be talking about the future of college football with Dom Sunday at 11:25. Yeah. In the year 2000. Tyvus, we're done. Thanks for it, man. We'll see you next week.
Bone, man.
He says Mavs in seven. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Game 4 coming up next on The Fan.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Bet you didn't think this would be the year you achieve the dream of flight. iFly Indoor Skydiving lets you experience the freedom and thrill of flying. No experience or wings required. iFly is fun for people of all ages and abilities, and it's the perfect choice for a night out with friends, family birthday parties, corporate events, or even just celebrating a Thursday. You'll never forget your first time flying. Go to iFlyWorld.com and use code TAKEFLIGHT for 20% off. That's iFlyWorld.com, code TAKEFLIGHT.